Today, Be'ezra Hashem, we learn Daf Mem Ches and Masechet Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learned about include the machlokes regarding Hazmona Milsehi, whether an item that was designated for a use that would deem it usur becomes forbidden even before it was actually used, such as Ha'irig Beged Lameis. If someone weaved shrouds for a dead person, but the shrouds were not actually put on the mess, Abaya Amar Asa V'Rava Amar Mutter. Abaya holds the shrouds become forbidden in all benefits, while Rama holds the shrouds are permitted in all benefits. The Gemara applies this machlokes to the halacha of Kishal Tfilin, Asa Lanir B'Mois. One may not put money into a pouch that is used for Tfilin, whether this also applies to a pouch that was only designated for Tfilin. The machlokes is regarding Meiser HaMes. If money was collected for the use of a specific mess and there was a surplus, the Tanakama holds Meisra Mes Liyarshav. The leftover money goes to his heirs. Reb Meir holds Liyigaben Achayav Eliyahu. The leftover money may not be used at all. Reb Nosson says Yasenu Dimus Al Kibrei Oizilof Lefnei Mitase. The leftover money must be used for the mess's other expenses, such as to erect a monument or sprinkle wine before the beer. And the Gemara explains this machlekes according to both Abaye and Rava. Those who are executed by Bezdin, their assets belong to their heirs. The machlokes regarding Harugi Malchus Nechsein LeMelech, those who are executed by a Jewish king, do their assets go to the king or to their heirs? The incident of Yoiv ben Tzeruya, who committed several averus and attempted to escape the prosecution of Shlomo HaMelech.